When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, it's Nick Chancer from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives. Through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, and spirit, I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back. Welcome back to another podcast, episode 92. So on Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. So guys, today's discussion is on the effect of stress and trauma anxiety can have on our psychology and our physiology. So this particular chapter was inspired by a book called How to Do the Work from Dr. Nicole Lipera. And I've been slowly eating away at this wonderful book, and I came across, I'm actually around the page 70, and the chapter's all about trauma bodies and, And then the particular chapter came up, so the introduction to polyvagal theory. So polyvagal theory. I'll talk to that because it's just one chapter, but on page 71 and page 72 on the book, and it does talk about a lot of stuff. But so I got to that, and there's a few words that popped up. A few interesting notes that popped up in regarding to anxiety, trauma, and depression and stress. The things that we looked at is the altered states of perception on reality. So that there we go. And stress triggers physical, emotional responses. Also, talking to what isn't threatening us appears as a threat. Now we can feel. We can also feel illness or nervousness reactions, fainting. Basically, our body function shuts down. So we can talk to that a little bit. The theory of polyvagal trauma can manifest in the body and shape our perceptions of our world and create false evidence appearing real to us. Isn't that interesting what happens whenever we feel stressed, traumatized, or under anxiety? That our world, is not the same world. It appears different, but we believe it. So we'll talk on to polyvagal is a term used for vagus nerves, which connects the brain to the various body and parts of the body and plays a role in the body, stresses and responses system. The stress can be profound psychological effects on the body. Stress can alter one's perception of reality and shape the experiences and reactions. It's interesting how similarly in stimuli such as a scent of a freshly cut grass or a face of a stranger can trigger defensive or fearful responses and can be perceived as a threat to our safety as individuals. For me, I was walking at night, because I love walking at nights, and very late actually, because I find it peaceful with not many people around, and I can just fit in. I live a very, very fast-paced life, and I need to regulate. I really need to de-stress, and I can imagine that, always doing things, enjoying it, but And there are times that I just need to go for a walk and find my peace and quiet in the center of the day. I remember a while back I was walking at late night in the park, and our town is pretty safe. Our town may be like New York, a city like that, you know, where things are pretty crazy, but our town is pretty quiet, you know. If you just keep to ourselves, and things are pretty okay. The day before, I was listening to some news that went badly, and I was exposed to some violence on TV, some news and movies, and I watch people who kind of look like, you know, as I was walking, I simulated people that I was walking next to, around, or even perceived people around the park, you know, as these people are on the streets. On the movies, and this activated a threat, you know, like a past trauma response, and leave me feeling constantly unsafe. I remember that. I remember beginning to walk my journey, walking, and I wasn't really used to going. You know, first of all, I had to learn how to walk alone, and that was not easy because I'm always used to walking with someone. But when I started walking alone at certain hours, and I thought I'm going to get mugged, or this is going to happen, or you know. I started thinking, my body, you know, started reacting a bit strange, and I can feel that my tension come on, and you know, my alertness would be, you know, be more alert, and I was just giving myself this false instructions and false beliefs, but I was acting on them. I was turning back and seeing who's following me. It was crazy days, but once I surrendered, surrendered to the whole thing, I started relaxing. I started realizing that these were just false beliefs. I mean, you know, sometimes you get the goosebumps, but you just remind ourselves that, you know, that heightened feeling, that emotional feeling that still stays with me sometimes, that, you know, being going to environments that feel threatening. But most of the time, they're just self-thoughts. So, yeah, that's my experience on that one. And I know about past experience traumas. You know, child bullying and all that sort of stuff, and having to survive on the streets. Yeah, so this feeling of being in threat is quite confusing about why my body was reacting so strongly when I didn't even seem to have to be in an immediate threat. So yeah, I'm sure that you probably go back in time before you find the same time you were threatened. And this is what we're talking about. That we actually change, environment change, our thinking change, the whole reality changes. It was through researching polyvagal theories, you know, proposed by psychiatrist, Dr. Stefan Porgress, that they gain insight into this situation that calling the threat response. Let's look at polyvagal theory, focus on the role of the vagus nerves, which connects the brain, our brains, to various parts of the body, including the gut, the vagus nerve, and contains sensory branches that extend throughout the body, influencing functions such as the heart rate, breathing, digestion, and more. The theory suggests that the trauma can become embodied and affect the functions of our vagus nerve, leading to heightened psychological responses to the stress. Understanding polyvagal theory can kind of help us here, comprehend how trauma can reside in the body and continue to shape one's perception of the world. So yeah, it would be nice to understand. It's very important to understand how our thoughts can affect our physiology, and how the nervous system and the communication changes our reality, and how it shapes our perception of this world. And it keeps us in a negative spiral. So I'll give you my example. It wasn't long ago, there was a car accident on our corner, and there was a young man that stole a car, and he was being chased by police, and me and my next door neighbor actually watched the scene, and as the boy was being arrested and put away in a paddy wagon, a police vehicle, he confided to me that as a youth, his dad had an accident, and while he was asleep in the back of the car, not wearing a belt, but he did get hurt as his father suddenly braked and, you know, had an accident. And even now, when he hears the wheel squelching and harsh braking, the skidding, you know, that arouses his excitement. And if he hears this, then he wakes up with a shock and then finds it very, very difficult to go back to sleep. It kind of ruins your day. So even sometimes you might be just silently walking the streets and suddenly someone suddenly stops with squeeching tires. He goes into relapse and he thinks about the moments with his father and the trauma that he received many, many years ago. So trauma is not solely a psychological phenomenon, but also deep intertwined with the physiological process. So it's together. So let's look at how does the stress influence one's perception, reality, and the reaction to the stimuli. Well, stress can significantly influence one's perception and reality and their reactions to stimuli in a few ways. So let's look at the ways that this happens. What happens is, like similar to the stories, what happens is this hyperarousal. When under stress, the body enters a state of hyperarousal where sympathetic nervous system is activated. Now, this leads to heightened alertness and increased sensitivity to stimuli. As a result, individuals might perceive a non-threatening situation as potentially dangerous or threatening, causing them to react more intensely than they would in a non-stressed state. So when we talk on the sympathetic nervous system, that is that like tensity or intensity of flight and freeze, where we go into kind of a war and we become super alert and that's a nervous, have you ever seen the cat get frightened? All of a sudden it grows about three times bigger, and the whole body seems to get bigger, and you know, it's like turning into a Hulk almost, right? So that's what kind of happens to our system. We change form. Well, the whole body expands, our muscles grow. We can become kind of Hulks and ready to fight or flight, and everything gets tensed, and yeah, that's what it feels like to be under stress or anxiety. The stress can also lead to cognitive biases affecting how individuals interpret and process information. For example, when stressed, individuals may be more prone to negative thinking, focusing on potential threats or dangers. Now, the negative bias can distort perceptions of reality continually, making them more likely to perceive neutral or positive situations as negative or threatening. Now, I have a wonderful thing that the more we do this, the more the habit the stronger the habit becomes of keeping things negative and keeping us down to a lower frequency vibrational energy where we can't seem to come out. So we need to find ways to come out and practice understanding the physiology and psychology of the stress and trauma. You don't want to stay in too long in this negative biases, this creation of negative bias, the distortion of our perception and reality. So let's look at emotional regulation. The chronic stress can impair an individual's ability to regulate their emotions effectively. This can lead to heightened emotional reactivity and difficulty managing and controlling the emotional responses. As a result, the individual may react more strongly and unpredictably to various stimuli, exhibiting intense emotional reactions that may not align with the actual situation. Now, this means that we continue being over-emotional, stuck in the over-emotional, and it's difficult to manage the situation, right, and the responses. So the individual who's being stressed out is continually being stimulated so intensely, reactions, and even though nothing is aligning with it, what we have to do is just kind of think about a stimuli and off we go. The other thing that happens is memory and attention. Stress can impact memory and attention process, which are crucial for activating or accurately perceiving and recalling information. During times of stress, individuals may experience difficulty in focusing their attention, leading to reduced awareness and of surroundings. Additionally, stress hormones such as cortisol can affect memory formation, leading to gaps of distortion in memory recall. The memory and attentional disruption can further contribute to altered perception of reality in reaction stimuli. So again, then we're making up new things. There's lapse of memory. That means we need that memory banks to keep focused and to keep what's real. But when stress hits in and anxiety hits in, again, we're just creating stuff. And then we don't know what's true or not. Because we're relying on biased stuff that we've learned, and we tend to create stuff. So it's important to realize that the impact of stress on perception and reactions can vary from person to person. However, different individuals may, have different stress responses based on their past experiences, coping mechanisms, and overall resilience. So let's go talk on to what are some of the psychological effects of stress on the body. Let's move on to that now. Now, the stress can have a profound physiological effect on the body. And when a person experiences stress, their body undergoes series of, physiological changes such as part of the fight or flight response, as mentioned earlier, which is the body's natural reaction to perceived threat or stresses. And let's look at some of these common physiological effects of stress. The activation of the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is opposite of the sympathetic system is opposite to the other system, to which we'll explain that. System is responsible for the body's immediate response to stress. When activated, it triggers the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, which is not cool, and these hormones increase the heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration, preparing the body for action. The second part that happens is increased muscle tension. Stress can cause muscles to tense up, sometimes increasing volume and size, and preparing for the body to physical exertion. Prolonged muscle tension is bad because it can lead to muscle aches and headaches. If people are getting headaches, consistently getting headaches, it's because of the muscle tension and overall discomfort of consistently firing up the muscles, even continually. So when you see people under stress, anxiety, they are going through consistent more tension and experiencing more headaches. It affects the digestive system changes, and stress can affect the digestive system in various ways. It can cause decreased blood flow to the digestive organs, leading to issues such as indigestion, to issues such as stomach aches, or even exacerbating conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, which is IBS. And stress can also influence bowel movements, resulting in diarrhea or constipation. So, yeah, that's interesting. Even though we might be doing a job that we might be really used to, and we do too much of it, but we are so resilient to it, we don't even recognize we're doing so much of it. Actually, just stressing, but we're so used to the so resilient, and we don't know we're actually doing this to us. And sure, you feel the fatigue, but actually, what's happened here is I like the way the bowel movements are resulting in more constipation, diarrhea. So yeah, I can understand that, and I can relate to that one. And then you have this immune system suppression. The chronic stress can weaken the immune system, making the individuals more susceptible for infections. Okay, this is let's move on to the next one. The sleep disturbance. Stress can really disrupt our sleep patterns and leading to difficulties falling asleep, staying asleep, or experiencing restful sleep. And this can contribute to fatigue, decreased concentration, and overall decreased well-being. So it's important to really have a grounding and have a pattern for sleeping, especially when we're dealing with anxiety. It's so important. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper on that, on the sleep area of distress, anxiety, stress, and trauma can really have effect on our sleep. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper on that in a second. But let's move on to the next one. It's called impact on our cardiovascular health. And what does that mean? So prolonged or chronic stress can have a detrimental effect on cardiovascular health, increases the heart rate and the blood pressure. Due to stress can strain the heart and blood vessels, potentially increasing the risk of heart attack, heart disease, or stroke. So yeah, it's not good, guys. Anyone that is experiencing anxiety or trauma, and we see continually firing up the tension or the muscles and heart and all their organs have been tense, consistently firing them up. And we definitely need to find tools to stay calm most of the time. And so it's important to be getting some awareness, not so much where we have to, be so stuck on the awareness, but more like a therapy awareness and practicing the right things in life. It does have effect on our heart. And then we have the hormonal imbalances. This is stress can disrupt the balance of hormones in our body. The chronic stress can lead to elevated levels of stress. Hormones like cortisol, which can interfere with the normal functioning of other hormones, include those involved in reproductive health and metabolism and the mood regulation. So, yeah, there's something called epigenetics, so you can look up that. And it's interesting how once we block the good hormones, and then you got the like just mentioned here, the hormones take over, like the cortisol hormones take over, totally puts the body out of balance, and we moves away our reproductive health hormones, and it has an effect on metabolism, moods and regulations. So we could be really challenged here. Basically, I just want to say that this is a really important note here, because it also triggers upon or alerts the dormant cancer cells in our body. If we get enough chronic stress going on, and the hormones, the cortisol hormones, the stress hormones kind of kick in, they're always kicking in, and doesn't give our bodies time to harmonize, to create the homeostasis that we need in our body to come back to neutralizing the negative hormones, which means we are prone to cancer, very much so. So it's very important to understand that. Let's get back to balance and ASP. Do whatever what we can here, guys, to find the solution and come back to your normal state, the best state, through meditation, all the tools that I mentioned in this podcast. So need information, let me know. And then we move on to seeking healthy coping strategies and stress management techniques. Finding those can actually help mitigate the physiological impact of stress on our body. We are physiologically affected. So how can stress affect sleep? Let's go now. So winding down is so important. The things that we said earlier, winding down, so important to get a grip on everything there. And for me, it's like the best part for me was the idea that as soon as we stress, we anxiety, we
it's trauma coming on, we have a different reality. We perceive differently. Our body starts to is affected. And we really got to know this and be aware of this. And even for me, last night, I actually felt fatigued. I carried myself a bit too many hours. And I felt like the whole nervous system started shaking. My body started shaking. My hands started shaking. My body didn't, I didn't feel good inside. It's like that moment you've only had 3 hours in the last 48 hours sleep. It didn't really work out for me. And I felt it. And I said to myself, that's enough. You know, sometimes you're on that phone or you're working on that computer much too long, and the body's kicking in. It's saying no, the concentration level's had it. You're overstimulating it. And I knew I needed to get off the phone. The concentration part was way too much. As soon as I went to having a book read and being on the computer, I started feeling normalized. I started breathing. All right, I had some deep breath so I can normalize myself, and that worked wonders for me just last night. And I felt I'm overdoing things too much because I am pushing myself. You know, not only have I've got projects on, but I also got anxiety coaching on, and also trying to create. My challenge is to create 366 podcasts. All right, this has been number 92. It's, you know, it does put a bit of strain and challenge and a bit of stress on my body, my mind. So hey, I can feel the feelings of, you know, the physiology and the psychology of it all. But anyway, now I want to address for the next remaining time. I want to address the effects of stress and sleep patterns and overall well-being. So stress can have a significant kind of impact on sleep patterns and overall well-being. Absolutely. Now, here are some ways in which stress can affect sleep and well-being. So let's take note on the reminders. Difficulty falling asleep. Like, stress can make it difficult to relax and quiet the mind, making it challenging to fall asleep, or always being, always being distracted in the mind. Anxiety does that to us. Overthinking about things that are not even real. We're only imagining things. And racing thoughts, worries, anxiety can keep individuals awake, prolonging the time it takes to fall asleep. Before you know it, you know, you might only get 3-4 hours sleep, like I mentioned earlier. And that happened to me, and I got to watch that myself. Disturbed sleep. Stress can disrupt the different stages of sleep, leading to fragmented or restless sleep. Individuals can experience, like myself, frequent awakening throughout the night, making it difficult to achieve deep and restorative sleep, especially when you have to go to the toilet regularly, which is not cool. We can make plans just like, okay, I'm going to the toilet now before I sleep, and having to wake up 4 hours later, you know, and then trying to get back to sleep, and you start feeling like terrible and the next day. And having coupled that with stress, anxiety, well, that's a different game. So then we have this something called insomnia. Chronic stress can contribute to development of insomnia, which is characterized by difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, awaking too early, and being unable to fall asleep. Insomnia can further exacerbate the stress, creating a vicious cycle of being stuck in that cycle. Again, you can imagine the physiology and the psychology that goes into this because of non-sleep. So whatever it is, if we can just have a habit of sleeping, I might even do a mini course on this very shortly. A mini course might be available just to understand and be aware of how important sleep is and what we can do to create the habits of sleep. Poor sleep quality. Even if we are managing to sleep through the night, stress can still have impact on the overall quality of sleep. Stress can lead to lighter and more restless sleep, reducing the amount of time spent in deep restorative sleep stages. As a result, individuals may wake up feeling tired and not refreshed or nourished. Daytime fatigue and decreased cognitive function. Inadequate or poor quality sleep due to stress can result in daytime fatigue, increased energy levels, and difficulty concentrating and focusing. This can affect cognitive functions, memory, and overall productivity. No wonder we feel like pretty mucked up during the day, just barely getting through it. And it's all about this stress stuff, and lowering our stresses, lowering our anxiety levels, and dealing with our anxiety and traumas. Mood disturbances can happen. Stress can contribute to mood disturbances, not because only by not feeling like you need to eat, because if we haven't slept and we're in running, we're actually running on different types of adrenaline rushes and staying awake and coffee. But the disturbance can also lead to malnutrition. Food could also help, you know, affect the mood disturbances in our life, but also stress. It causes such an irritability, anxiety, and depression. Lack of quality sleep can further really exacerbate these mood systems, leading to negative impact on overall well-being. So take note of that one. And then we have a physical health consequences. Chronic sleep disturbance or disorder due to stress can be having implication for physical health. Poor sleep has associated with increased risks or obesity, which is not cool. So yeah, I guess we're consistently eating to stay awake and drinking coffee to stay awake, and it leads to diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and weakened immune functions, which we're more susceptible to disease. And again, hello that with the cortisone levels, and hello diseases, and we just need rest the body, simple as that. So it improves sleep patterns and overall well-being in the face of stress. It's important to face, you know, prior to self-care and adapt healthy sleep habits. Couldn't say that more. And some strategies, some things that might include, like, establish a consistent sleep schedule and sticking to it, even on weekends, creating a relaxing bedtime routine to signal the body, give the body conditions that it's time to unwind and prepare for sleep. Creating a sleep-friendly environment. This is a cool place, a dark place, quiet place, even the sheets that you use, all right? The type of material that you use for sheets can actually have a different effect. Avoiding stimulating activities and screen close to bedtime, that's not a good one. Engaging in stress-reducing activities, just like meditation, deep breath, exercise, even just reading a book, getting off the screen, like I mentioned earlier, is very important, and stretching before bedtime. Seeking support from healthcare, anyone that can help you with stress disturbances if they persist. By managing stress and prioritizing healthy sleep habits, we can improve our sleep patterns and our well-being, and reduce our anxieties and stress levels. Well, that's it there. So for the next 10 minutes, I would like to go into a meditation together. And you know, slowing down, because I'm overly excited about trying to get fitting all that information in a small time. Even I did to slow things down. You know, I shared some stories in this particular podcast, and it's really important to be working and understanding how stress, anxiety, and trauma can really affect our body. And the effect on our physiology, on our medical ways, and, you know, just being, let's sleep be our medicine, all right, and really finding quality time and conditioning our body and mind to have a quality sleep. But having said that, let's just go down into the pause level. You need to know the pause, practice the pause. This is the middle section, the middle part of our, we can say, it's a space, inner space, a sanctuary of our own mind. It is where things begin and the middle of where things begin and end. It's the midpoint between the yin and yang. It's the center. We breathe in sometimes just to get to the pause. Breath is a good way of doing it. Let's just take a few moments now to settle into the pause. And let's continue with practicing our meditation. This is our antidote to less stress, to finding center, to find the truth. I invite you to close your eyes and find a very comfortable position. And just allowing your body to relax and settling into a state of calm. And take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, release any tension or stress that you might be holding on to. Let this be a bedtime dedicated to nurturing your well-being, enhancing your inner peace. In this moment, I invite you to join me on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Together, we'll explore the intricate connection between stress, sleep, and overall well-being. Breathing deeply with me, about 7 seconds. Hold at the top for 4, and exhale with the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Let's do it again. Exhale slowly, gently, feeling relaxed as you exhale, softening all our body parts, any tension you feel. One more time. Let's breathe in. A nice deep 3. Focus on our nose, the tip of our nose is breathing, inhaling, and expanding our stomachs. Through the mouth, feeling you're getting more relaxed and relaxed. And just let go of any worries, distractions from this world, the outside world. Recognize that you have the power to take control of your stresses levels, improve your sleep patterns. And through this meditation, we will uncover practical techniques and invaluable insights. And feel the warmth of self-compassion and acceptance and enveloping your entire being. Embrace the opportunity to learn and grow as you dwell into this written content and this meditation and this practicing these exercises. Allow each word and concept to resonate with your inner wisdom and just guiding you towards a healthier life. Notice a gentle rise and the fall of your breath and reminder of the constant rhythm within you. And reflect on the questions posed, inviting self-reflection and a deeper understanding of your unique needs to stay relaxed, to stay balanced. And feel your mind expanding as additional resources offer new perspectives and research findings and all the content that you have been able to think about today on this podcast. Embrace the power of community, knowing that you're not alone in this journey, on your journey towards well-being and health, and a better life. And picture yourself surrounded by a supportive circle of individuals, all seeking growth and transformation and membership. And let the wisdom and experiences shared within this community inspire you to take actionable steps to forward for better health. Imagine yourself creating a sleep-friendly environment where tranquility and serenity reign supreme in your life. And visualize the routines and the habits that will nurture your sleep and support your overall well-being. And embrace the concept of balance, knowing that managing stress requires both effort and self-care. And feel the weight of stress and just being lifted off your shoulders, replaced with a sense of lightness and freedom. No more anxiety. Or lower down anxiety. Trust in your ability to recognize and manage your stress, making space for joy and happiness. Allow the knowledge and the techniques learned to integrate your daily life, becoming a second nature to you as you practice meditation, mindfulness, and consistent awareness of anxiety and what it does to us and stress. Inhale deeply now, drawing in the positive energy of transformation and exhaling any doubts, any fears, and any existing stresses or tensions. and feel your body and mind aligning, just harmonizing with the natural rhymes and rhythms of the universe. And as you begin to open your eyes, bring with you the insights and tools gained from this meditation. Embrace the opportunity to create a lasting change, knowing that a healthier, more balanced life awaits you. And may you continue to nurture your well-being, spreading peace, positivity to all those around you. And take a moment now to thank yourself for dedicating this time to your well-being, to your wellness and your awareness, to stress, anxiety and trauma relief. When you're ready now, gently bring your awareness to back to the present moment, carrying the lessons learned from this meditation with you throughout your day. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Namaste and blessings. And if you need any help, if you like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, pass it on to your friends. You might be also going through challenging times, through anxiety, stress or trauma. And by this consistently doing the work and how to do the work here, as referred to the book we first mentioned, that I mentioned about how to do the work, holistic psychologist Nicola LaPera, great book. Love quoting from that book. And so having all this information for you, hope you and your friends and family stay well, and blessings, and may you have all a peaceful and non-anxious day for you. And namaste, my friends. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.